Happy Tuesday from the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown. I'm Jevy Ebanks with a look at your latest local news. The Grand Court has begun hearing evidence in the trial of Shamar Courtney Bethune, who's charged with robbery and possession of an imitation firearm. Prosecutors allege Mr. Bethune robbed the Ala Kebab food hut on Lawrence Boulevard back in April, stealing $400 in cash and a cell phone. The Crown says CCTV footage clearly shows the defendant entering the business while carrying what appeared to be a firearm. Two police officers testified that they later identified Mr. Bethune after reviewing the CCTV footage, which they say showed enough of the suspect's face to allow for recognition. Mr. Bethune denies the charges and remains in custody while the trial continues before head of the Grand Court Criminal Division, Justice the Honorable Cheryl Richards, KC. An application for leave to seek judicial review against the National Conservation Council and the Department of Environment for how it's tackling feral cats is in a holding pattern.
We still await the court's ruling on that application for leave. It got to the judge a couple of months ago, but just waiting for the ruling. So nothing much we can do until then. Depending on the court's decision, council's legal representatives will then advise for council's decision on what steps to take next. But it'll be this cascade of decisions once we know what the decision is. But as it's still a live case, there's nothing else we can really say about that right now.
Department of Environment's John Bothwell there updating members of the NCC at their recent meeting. Back in February, local non-for-profit Feline Friends submitted an application for leave to seek judicial review against the NCC and the DOE's authorization, approval, funding, facilitation, and implementation of a cat-culling operation, including the shooting, trapping, euthanasia, and killing of cats on Little Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Grand Cayman, quote, without lawful statutory authority. The Central Planning Authority meets tomorrow, Radio Cayman's Carsley Fuller reports.
One of the items up for discussion is a publicly contested application from Sunil Down for 24 apartments, two pools, a cabana, and a gate on South Sound Road in Georgetown. In its remarks, the Department of Environment says the parcel is adjacent to a marine reserve and, quote, prior to clearing and the installation of a rock revetment, would have required a minimum 75-foot coastal setback under the development and planning regulations. However, the DOE says the applicant's proposal, quote, positions several hard structures within the 75-foot coastal setback. The proposed pickleball court, pool deck, and stairs encroach within the 50-foot coastal setback. Overall, the DOE is recommending that the buildings and structures are revised to be set further back to, quote, increase long-term climate resiliency. The CPA will also hear an application from High Rock 67 to modify planning permission for an approved subdivision to, quote, redesignate the land for public purposes as a road parcel and create three additional residential lots where the LPP was formerly located. The National Conservation Council says the site contains primary habitat, namely seasonally flooded mangrove forests and woodland, and is located over the east end freshwater lens, but, quote, has experienced edge effects since the subdivision road has been created, adding that the department would not support the redesignation of the LPP and recommending the CPA refuse the application. The planning department has also added that a subdivision with this many parcels, quote, should have a designated area suitable for active or passive recreation, and the designation of the road as LPP is, quote, not conducive to recreational activities. Reporting for Radio Cayman News, I'm Carsley Fuller.
You can find tomorrow's full agenda at planning.ky. The police does not use iCloud. Officially, that is, the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service is warning residents about a phishing scam involving text messages claiming recipients owe overdue traffic fines. Police say the messages direct people to click a link and make a payment, but the texts are fraudulent and are part of an international scam. The messages, including those shared with and sent to Radio Cayman, appear to come from various iCloud accounts. But the RCIPS says neither the police service nor any Cayman Islands government agency requests payment through text message. Residents are advised not to click the links, not to make payments, and to delete the messages immediately. Anyone who has already responded or made a payment should contact their bank and report the matter to the police. In other local news, a new 25-year license for Cayman Water Company has taken effect, bringing what officials say will be lower costs for customers. The license, which came into force on the 1st of August, reduces both base water rate and energy cost recovery charges. As a result, the average cost of water per gallon is expected to decline by approximately 6.5%. The agreement also resolves a license renewal process that had remained unsettled for more than 18 years. The Utility Regulation and Competition Office, ERCO, commonly referred to as OFREG, says the new framework provides greater regulatory certainty while maintaining an annual mechanism for adjusting water rates in a transparent manner. Both ERCO and Cayman Water Company says the agreement balances customer affordability with long-term sustainability for water services. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Government cites youth vaping data as it proposes changes to tobacco legislation. The proposed tobacco amendment bill would ban disposable vapes and prohibit sales of vaping and nicotine products for people under 18. On Radio Cayman's For the Record, Acting Health Minister, Parliamentary Secretary and former Premier, the Honourable Wayne Panton, says local surveys results highlight the concerns.
You know, over 15% of the young people that have responded on that have indicated that they have actually started using vapes by the age of 13.
Mr. Panton says the survey was conducted by the National Drug Council and showed young people were using nicotine and marijuana through vaping devices. Senior policy advisor Lawrence Stanton says children use disposable vapes more than any other vape, but the move is only the first step.
So we want to ban children from vaping, and we also want to ban disposable vapes altogether.
Government is seeking public feedback on the proposed legislation. Cayman has formally applied for the U.S. National Association of Insurance Commissioners for qualified jurisdiction status. The government says the process could strengthen the island's wider insurance sector.
One of the other reasons that made this area attractive is because it was complementary to other services. So whether that be investment funds, whether it be captive insurance, whether it be ILS, although those transactions aren't directly interlinked at times, it still means that there's an overall breadth of expertise that's coming to the country.
Premier, the Honorable Andre Ebanks there says growth in that ecosystem can also create opportunities for Caymanians trained in the field.
And importantly for me, and I've already seen this bear out, jobs for young Cayman who are studying this area, actuarial science. Ordinarily, if there isn't a decent body of work, those Caymanians will do that work elsewhere.
The Premier says applications begin with property and casualty reinsurance, with life and annuity work to follow.
The net effect of it is that what I see is that this allows the jurisdiction to mature in the space, potentially grow business, and then on top of that, head down the pathway of the longer-term strategy of ultimately reciprocal jurisdiction, should that bear out.
Government expects the NAIC process to take roughly 16 to 18 months. Finally, business owners, you're invited to a series of free meetings designed to help you strengthen one of your most valuable business assets, your intellectual property.
From protecting a business name or logo to creating opportunities for licensing and investment, effective IP management provides a competitive advantage and supports sustainable growth.
Cayman Islands Intellectual Property Office Director Tarita Kalu tells Radio Cayman the four workshops will provide practical guidance that can help businesses avoid costly mistakes, build stronger brands, and position themselves for future growth. The workshops are being hosted by the Intellectual Property Office in partnership with the Center for Business Development. All workshops will be held at the Center for Business Development's office at Baytown Plaza, and you can find the full list of upcoming workshops on our website, radiocayman.gov.ky, under Community Events. That's your latest local news. For a full replay of this news broadcast, visit our website at radiocayman.gov.ky. You can also find Radio Cayman on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday.